Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
In Luke chapter 11, verse 9, we read these words, "Ask, and it will be given you." You know, I can ask for a lot of stuff, but in order for me to see this prayer fulfilled in my life, I need to be in right communion with Him. You need to be in right communion with Him. For instance, regarding Victory Weekend, I've asked for that to come about for about 5 years. You know, Scripture says, don't become weary in well-doing, because in due season you will reap a harvest if you faint not. When I first talked about it, numerous people said it'll never work. It's not going to happen. NASCAR's too big. It can't happen. But I kept asking, knocking. Lord, I believe this dream is from you. I believe this is an open door to take the gospel to the most popular sport in America right now, where thousands of people gather during race weekend and they're camped there with nothing to do. And Lord, we want to take the gospel there. And I kept knocking and kept asking. And all of a sudden, at Bristol Motor Speedway, they got it. And it's great. But I want you to pray. I'm really asking that all of my friends who receive Keep Your Drive Alive, pray daily for God to show up in power. I'm praying for thousands of people to make decisions for Christ. We need your help. We need your prayer support more than anything else. So would you take time today to pray? Have a good day. Hey, Keep Your Drive Alive was designed with you in mind. And if it's working, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me an email?
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.